Part 1. Chapter 1. December 2008. Regina. Ilya Rozanov trudged through the bitter cold of the hotel parking lot to the team bus. Like most of his teammates, it was his first time in North America. He had expected to feel more overwhelmed by that. But Saskatchewan was hardly New York City. Here there was nothing to focus on but cold and hockey. And those were two things that Russians were very familiar with. It was 2 days before Christmas, but for the world's best teenage hockey players, Christmas meant the World Junior Hockey Championships. For Ilya, it meant the chance to finally get a first-hand look at Shane Hollander. There had been much made of the 17-year-old Canadian phenom. Ilya was sick of hearing the name, which had caused such a stir in the hockey world that even Moscow wasn't far enough to escape the hype. Both Ilya and Hollander were eligible for the NHL entry draft that coming June, and they were already expected to be the number one and two overall picks. The expected order of those two picks depended on who you asked. Ilya knew his answer. He had never met Shane Hollander, never played against him, but he was already determined to destroy him. He would start by leading Russia to a gold medal victory, here in Hollander's own country. Then he would lead his team back in Moscow to their championship. And then, surely, he would be chosen first in the draft. This was the year of Ilya Rozanov. Since he was 12 years old, 2009 had always been the year he was expected to burst onto the world stage. No Canadian pretender would change that. The Russian team arrived at the rink for their scheduled practice at the tail end of the Canadian teams. Ilya paused with some of his teammates to watch the Canadians run drills. The practice jerseys didn't have names on them, so he couldn't pick out Hollander before he was told by his assistant coach to get his ass into the dressing room. The schedule at the practice rink was very tight. They took to the ice as soon as it had been cleared by the Zamboni. The rink was small and kind of dumpy. The actual games would be in the large arena downtown. There were a few people sitting in the stands watching the Russian team practice. Some scouts, no doubt, and the few family members who had actually made the trip from Russia, as well as several local hardcore hockey fans. Halfway through the practice, Ilya noticed a young man sitting a few rows above the penalty box, wearing a Team Canada ball cap and jacket. He was flanked by a man and a woman who were probably his parents. It was hard to tell from the ice, but Ilya thought it might be Hollander. His mother was Japanese or something, right? He was sure he had read that somewhere.
"Care to join us, Rozanov?"
his coach bellowed in Russian across the ice. Ilya turned, embarrassed to find the rest of his teammates huddled around the coach. He didn't like that Hollander, if that was Hollander, was here watching them. Or maybe he did. Maybe Hollander was nervous about facing him later in the tournament. Maybe he felt threatened. He should. After the practice, Ilya showered and dressed quickly. He headed back out into the rink to stand behind the glass and look at the stands. Hollander and his parents were gone. The Slovakian team had taken to the ice for their practice. Ilya shrugged and made his way to a vending machine. He bought himself a bottle of Coke and wondered if he could slip outside for a quick smoke before getting back on the bus. He zipped his Team Russia parka up to his chin and slipped out a side door. It was cold as fuck outside. He pressed himself against the wall of the brick building, stuffed his Coke into his coat pocket, and pulled out a cigarette and a lighter. "You're supposed to smoke over there," someone said. It took Ilya a moment to translate all of the words. He turned to see the person that he now definitely recognized as Shane Hollander. He had a very distinct look. Some of his features were clearly from his mother, jet black hair and very dark eyes. But his father was of some bland Anglo-European heritage, so Hollander didn't look exactly Asian. His skin, however, was flawless, distractingly so. Smooth and tan with, and this was his most striking feature, a smattering of dark freckles across his nose and cheekbones. "What?" Ilya said. Even the single word sounded stupid with his accent. "The smoking area is over there."